2:45, so let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to another year of Bezras Hashem of 10 Minute Halacha Shiurim. And again, I'm open to suggestions. Even if you made suggestions and I never got around to them, make them again, because I probably forgot about them. I'm back in my office where I have my board of suggestions that I have to still get to. So Bezras Hashem, we'll get to as many as we can. But recently, in the past few weeks, I've been to many, many weddings. There have been a lot of weddings that were delayed due to COVID and are now happening. So I'm getting a lot of shaylas from chasanim and kalas about what they're allowed to do during Sheva Brachos week, what their restrictions are during the week of Sheva Brachos. It occurred to me I should probably start including that in the chasan class, because it's something that I guess every chassan needs to know. But I wanted to talk about not just in general what a chassan is or is not allowed to do during Sheva Brachos, but particularly whether a kala is different than a chassan. Does a kala have the same restrictions? What are the basic restrictions? There is an iser melacha on some level during Sheva Brachos, and there is a chiyuv simcha during Sheva Brachos. Does that apply to the kala the same way it applies to the chassan? Now, intuitively, you would say, of course it applies to the kala the same way it applies to the chassan, but it's not really so pashut. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Ishos, Halacha Yud Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Dalid, when they mention the Yisr Malacha during Sheva Brachos and the Chova Simcha during Sheva Brachos, really only mention the chassan. They do not mention the kala. The Ragat Shavar in Sefer Tzafnas Paneach says that there is no chiyuv on the kala, and his makar is from a Rambam in Hilchos Avel. The Rambam Perek Vav Alachahe of Hilchos Avel writes, V'cheino isha shaisa avelo lo tiboel ad shloshim yom, that a woman who's in avelus cannot be nivelas until after shloshim. So it sounds like the whole isser is for an isha lihiboel, but there's no isser for her lihinasei, lihikanes l'chupa, to get married when she's in avela, unlike an ish, where there's an isser for him to get married. And the Tzafnas Paneach suggests that that's because the ish has a mitzvah of simcha when he gets married. The isha does not have a mitzvah of simcha, and therefore it's not a contradiction to her avelus. Now it seems, though, that there are really two issues over here. There's a chi of simcha, and then there's an isser of malacha. And the two might be related to each other, but they might not necessarily be 100% related to each other. So let's first talk about the chiyuv of simcha for a kala. The Gemara in Maseches Ksubas and Dav Gimel tells us that if meis ima shel kala, if right before the wedding the mother of the kala dies, we push off her avelus for 7 days because she has the shivas yimei mishta, she has the sheva brachos to worry about first. So apparently it's considered to be a regel, it's considered to be a yom tov, and the simcha that she's supposed to be experiencing during that yom tov is incompatible with avelus, and therefore it sounds the kala pachos that she has a din regel, which makes it sound like she has a din simcha. However, it could be that that's not the greatest raya in the world. Rav Nissen Kaplan in his sefer Birchas Chasanim in Simen Ches, where I'm getting all these marmakamos from, Rav Nissen Kaplan writes in the sefer that in the name of his father-in-law, that if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya Simen Shin Pei Alev Siv Vav, it says that the chiyuv of a woman to her husband could be docha the isra of kichul upir. And the Chadri Deya explains that the din of avelus for her father and her mother is mitzad kibra ve'eim. So even when they're alive, where there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of kibra ve'eim, the kavod of her husband trumps the mitzvah of kibra ve'eim. So therefore, says Rav Nissen Kaplan, it could be that the fact that we make her have shivas yimei hamishta and only then do the avelus, it could be that that's because kibra Ave'im takes a back seat to her husband's chiyuv simcha. How could her husband possibly be experiencing simcha if his wife is sitting shiva the whole time? So it could be it's a function of the husband's chiyuv simcha, not the wife's chiyuv simcha. Now, that's a great chiddush to say that during the shivas yemei avelus, that's a din in kibur ave'im. Kibur ave'im, Rav Moshe famously writes in the tshuva for yud beis chodesh, the idea that we have avelus of yud beis chodesh and not just shiva and shloshim, that's a special din in kibur ave'im. Aveim. That's where Moshe has a famous kula that if for kavod bailo, a woman has to go to a dinner that her husband is being honored at, even though it's a social gathering, whatever, she's allowed to do it during Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yud Beis Chodesh is only on account of Kibbutz Aveim. But to suggest that Shiva for a parent is only on account of Kibbutz Aveim, you do Shiva for all the Zayin Krovim, not only for a parent. So that seems to be a very great chiddush. But it's very mistaver, however, says Rav Nissen Kaplan, that she also has a din of simcha. In fact, the Taz writes this pretty much explicitly in Simin Shin Mem Beis, that if the mother of the Kala dies and she wants to begin the Avelus right away, she could be mochel on the Shivas Yimei Mishta. It sounds like it's totally in her Mechila, even though it's totally in her, even though she's the even though she's an Avela. So it sounds like she has this this Chi of Simcha. Now, what about the Yisra of Malacha for a Kala? So there are poskim who say that there's no Isra of Malacha for a Kala, that the Isra going to work, like Malachas Chalamoed, which applies normally during Sheva Brachos, in the Tshuva Shaul Meshiv, Ma'adura Hei, Simit Sadi Aleph, and in other poskim it says that there's no Isra Malacha. However, the Yamshel Shlomo and Simin Yud Beis, and the Chira V'chista, and the Minchas Pasim, all say that there is an Isra Malacha. So what are the Rayas, whether there is or is not an Isra Malacha? There are two basic Rayas. Raya number one is Gemara Ksubas Tav Mem Zayin tells us that the father is zakai b'maisi yaday bita, that the father is entitled to his daughter's maisi yadayim. And how do I know that he's entitled to his daughter's maisi yadayim? Because he has the right to marry her off lemosu l'chupa. And Rashi explains, and on the day she gets married, she doesn't do malacha. So obviously, he's the one that, if he has the right to marry her off and to make her get married on a particular day, so and she's not able to do malacha that day, so he obviously has the rights over her malacha. So that's the right that he's zakai b'maisi yadayim. But what do you see Rashi's assuming? That on the day that she gets married, she doesn't do malacha. Mehechi tesi, she doesn't do malacha. Elamai, it must be that there's an iser malacha for a kala. But that's not necessarily such a raya, because Rashi might not be referring to an iser malacha. It could just be what's normal, that normally a girl on her wedding day doesn't do malacha. She's got to be in makeup for like 4 hours. She's got to be in hair for another 2 hours. You know, she's got to daven vasikin just to be able to make it to her 6:00 p.m. wedding. So it's that's the way things work these days. So it's not necessarily a raya that there's an iser malacha. A second raya that there's an Issa Malacha is from the Psikta de Rav Kahana in Pisco Chav Beis, where he says that a Kala, that Mali Yimei Chupasa, can go, when once Yimei Chupa are over, she's Choseres L'Malachta. So it sounds like while the Yimei Chupa are going on, she's not doing Malacha. And in fact, the Chazanish is reported to have said that a Kala is also Asur Ba'asiyas Malacha. Good, so as far as Simcha is concerned, it seems Pashtos is she's Chayiv in Simcha. As far as Malacha is concerned, it seems Pashtos, she's Chayiv in Simcha. But what about a third issue, and this is one that comes up all the time. What about Yitzia Mipesach Beso? Can they, Chassan will often ask, can they go to shul during Sheva Brachos? What are they concerned about going to shul during Sheva Brachos? They're not worried about themselves going out to shul. They're worried about, how can I leave my kala alone? Am I allowed to leave my kala alone during Sheva Brachos? So let's discuss that for a moment. The Rama writes in Simon Samach Dalit Sif Aleph and Evna Ezer, in the name of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that a Chassan is Doma Lemelech, that just like a Melech is Eino Yotze Yechidi, so too a Chassan is not Yotze Yechidi Leshuk. Why does a Chassan not go out? So one reason, Rama says, because he's Doma Lemelech. And a Melech, it's not befitting of the covet of a Melech to go out alone. I remember when I was a Chassan, I asked Rav Shachter if I should daven with the Minyan. Mishabura says not to daven with the Minyan during Sheva Brachos because you're going to rob the Tzibur of the opportunity to say Tachnun. The Tzibur may be bribing you to come on Monday and Thursday. They may be trying to get you to come, but you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to take the bait. The Mishabura says you shouldn't go because you're going to take away their opportunity to say Tachlun. So Rav Shachter told me, nah, it's okay, unless it's a Tzibur that's always looking to skip Tachlun. There's nothing wrong with going, and it's no big deal if they don't say Tachlun. But, he said, you can't go out alone. You have to make sure someone picks you up from your house, from your apartment, not to go to Davin alone. So I remember my neighbor at the time, Rabbi Aryeh Yudin, used to come by every morning, and he knocked on my door, and he picked me up, and we walked to Rabbi Aryeh Lishul down the block in Kew Gardens Hills together every morning. And that way I wasn't going out alone. But then there's a second reason why a person a chasen should not go out yichidi, and that's based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet and Beis. The Gemara says that shlosha tzrichim shimur ve'elu hein chola chasan v'kala, that there are three types of people that require extra shmira, and they are a chola, a chasan, and a kala. Rashi says, what kind of shmira? Shmira min amazikin. Now, when one learns the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, you know that mazikin attack when people are alone. When people are together with other people, then mazikin, whatever these mazikin are, they tend not to be such a threat when there are other people around. So l'chora, you have a pashur and nafkamina between these two reasons. What's the, again, two reasons not to go out yichidi, either because chasen doma lemelech, that's what the Ramah says, or because of, based on the Gemara, that there's a threat of the mazikin. So nafkamina would be, what about a kala? We say chasen doma lemelech. Does it say anywhere that a kala is doma lemelka? We don't even have a concept of malka in Judaism, right? Melech v'lo, so tassim melech melech, what a chazal darshan, melech v'lo malka, that we don't have a din of malka. There is a Minchas Chinuch that has a chiddush where he says that melech v'lo malka is a din in som tassim, that you can't make an appointment of a malka, but if melech dies and his only child is a girl, so she becomes a malka, but pashtus is we don't have such a din of a malka. So if it's if a chasim is domel melech, we don't find anywhere kala domel malka, so maybe there's no, there would be no iser. But if it's about the mazikin, so the Gemara was explicit that the chasen and the kala are on the list of people that require extra shmira. Another nafkamina might be, what if you're going out to a place that's crowded? You're going out with somebody. According to the first reason that it's asr to go out yichidi b'shuk, even if there are a lot of people around, but you're not with somebody, so it's beneath the dignity of a melech to go out alone, even though he's in a crowded market. Place. But if it's about the mazikin, as long as there are a lot of other people around, even if they're not with you, then it would not be a problem. So l'chora would turn out that if a kala, the whole issue is only mishum chashash mazikin, so during the daytime where there are people around, the kala would be allowed to go out alone, right? Because you'd have neither concern. She's not a malka, and you don't have a chashash mazikin if there are a lot of people around. But what about staying home alone? So in the Hagos of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and Brach stuff, he says that even b'toch habayis you require shmira, and therefore the chassan shouldn't leave the kala home alone, even if he has a friend picking him up for shul. Rav Shechter didn't think so, and I saw that Rav Nissen Kaplan quotes Rav Eliyashiv didn't think so either. No, the issur is to be yotzei yichidi, but being home alone is not beneath the dignity of a chassan or a kala or a melech or anything else, and it's not a threat of mazikin either to be home alone. When you're home, you're in the comfort of your own home. It's not a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Alicha Shlomo in Tefillah Perakei Siv Zayin says that if a chassid needs to daven with a minion and he doesn't have anyone who's malave him, so if it's during the daytime and there are people in the streets, he's allowed to go. The implication of Shlomo Zalman is that the requirement or the maila of Tefillah B'tzibur overpowers the concern of melech, of being beneath the dignity of a chassan, but does not overpower the concern of mazikin. That's why he says only if there are a lot of people around, a lot of people in the streets, and it's daytime, a chassan can go alone to shul, not anywhere else, but to shul, because as far as mazikin, he doesn't have to worry. What about his dignity as a melech? Yeah, but tefillah b'tzibur is more important than his dignity as a melech. There's even a suggestion by some poskim, some achronim, that a chassan and kala going out together is a problem because they are equally under the threat of mazikin. But the pashtus is certainly not that way. That's not called going out yichidi when you're going out together, chassan and kala. Now there is another shita that a chassan doesn't go out of his house at all without any of these exceptions, going out together with anybody else. There's a Shita Mekabetzas and Dav Chesam and Alva Meseches Ksubas that quotes a Ramban that says V'omru Shenimtza Ba'agoda, that there is some Medrash Agoda Shechasen Doma Lemelech She'eino Yotze Mipesach Platrin Shalo, that he doesn't leave his palace, period. V'cheinagu, and then a contrasting opinion that he quotes is a Pirka Derab Lazar that Ma Melech Eino Yotze L'shuk Levado Keino Chasen Yotze L'shuk Levado, meaning it's a second opinion, that he can't go out alone, but he can go out with someone. But the first opinion that the Ramban quotes from the Medrash is that he's not allowed to go out at all. So this might explain the minhag that the Prisha quotes. The Prisha in Evne Ezer, Simon Samach Dalid, says that there are those that are knowing that a chassan doesn't go to shul throughout all of Sheva Brachos. And the Prisha says, V'hu minhag shtus. for a chassid not to go to shul for all of shever brachos, he says, is a minach shtus, because if someone could escort him, what in the world would be the problem? But if you say like this daya in the Agada, that a dama lemelech doesn't just mean you don't go out alone, but it means you don't go out at all, so then you understand very well that not even to go out to shul. Question is, how did they do shever brachos then? How did they have shever brachos if you would hold that he doesn't go out at all? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that they didn't have shever brachos is a chiyuv if you happen to have a minyan and you happen to have panim chadashos. You don't always have to have a shever brachos every day of shever brachos, but that's not the pashtus. That is true la halacha, but obviously they always had shever brachos. So the pashtus is, if you learn the sugyas, the Gemara always refers to this base chasanim, that they built a special place where the chasan and kala live, and all of the shever brachos happened there throughout the entire week of shever brachos. They never had to leave to have shever brachos. It's not like they went out to a restaurant for shever brachos and to the kala's parents' friends and the chasan's parents. They didn't do it like that. They just had the shever brachos was all in one place. So there's a little bit about the limitations on the kala, at least during the week of shever brachos. I just want to let everyone know, Bez Hashem will be starting up a regular schedule again with Tem and Halacha. The From the Rabbi's Desk shir I'm going to do tonight at 8:15. We were originally supposed to do it at 7:30, but I realized Mincha Maariv is at 7:30. So tonight, Bez Hashem, at 8:15, we'll do the From the Rabbi's Desk shir. So good to see everybody again, and have a great day.
Shabbos, Rabbi.